Welcome to the Simplified Trading Marketing Podcast with me, Alan Collins, an electrician, electrical service business owner, and certified marketing consultant specializing in home service trading businesses. I want to take you, the listener, from confusion to clarity when it comes to marketing in your trading business. This podcast will help you gain knowledge, tricks, tips, and methods that you can deploy straight into your trading business today. A couple of months ago, I went to a car dealership and I got finance on a vehicle. They passed me the keys, I drove the car out the door, and on my contract, all it said was Alan in Sydney. So I decided not to pay it. So I haven't been paying the finance for my vehicle because Alan in Sydney could be anyone. Now that's a lie. That's a big lie. But this is what I want to get you thinking about is capturing all your clients' details and putting all your clients' details on your quotations is so very important. I've said this on the podcast before, but in 2016, data was deemed more expensive than gold. And what I mean by data, data is a fancy word for the client's information. That's basically what data is. And information in today's day and age is crazily sought after. For all the advertisers out there that want to basically get marketing in front of their ideal clients, they will pay for that data. This is a huge pet peeve of mine, and it's such a simple thing to do is fill the client's details out on the quote before you issue it and send it to them. The reason being is, like I said at the start, of not paying the bill. Now, this has never happened to me, mainly because I always had the full client details. But if that were to go to court and you had a quote made out to Susan in Summerhill, that could be any Susan in Summerhill. There could be 15 Susans in Summerhill. So it's on a legal point of view. It's not fantastic for the record. And additionally, you never know when you want to sell your business. You may never want to sell your business, but you never know what circumstances will change. In 15, 30 years time, you may want to sell it. One of your most important assets in your business is your client database of records of all the clients you've worked for, what kind of work you've done. And again, I can't emphasize how important a job management system is for this. I know people that have got a job management system and they still put down a first name and a suburb and that's it. From experience as well, obviously there's you as the business owner that's at fault if you don't chase up their second name and full address. But another thing is it may be a qualifier flag that if the client doesn't enter their full details, they may not be a good fit for you. I'm a stickler for that. If somebody sends an online inquiry and they don't put their second name, I'll get a bit of information from them and I'll say, to issue the quote, we're going to need your second name and full job address. So then they're given an opportunity if they want to give their second name and full address. If they don't, they're not getting a quote. I don't care because it just shows that they're just after a quick price. I just want to touch on website inquiry forms as well. It was quite interesting. We had the website rebuilt and it's going really nicely. But one major change was the contact form. So previously it was quite lengthy. It was JotForm that we were using as a third-party plugin. So JotForm.com is a form builder that you can attach onto the website. So we made quite a lengthy form. It was working quite well, but there was a lot of fields to fill in. So there was first name, last name, job address, email, phone number. Then there was a few things to select, like what kind of work you wanted to do, tell us about the job, where you heard about us, and if you're a return client or not. But on the new website, it's basically been condensed down that it's first name, last name, email, phone number, job address, and what we can help you with. Actually, we've added another field with that as well of if you're a return client, yes or no, or else if you're a referral, because this gives us a really good indicator if they are a return client, what kind of a client that they were when we previously worked for them, that we can go back on the job management software, check it out, see if they were a client we enjoyed working with, or maybe we blacklisted them, we don't want to work with them again. Because we've got that details and they've flagged that they are a return client because there's a lot of clients in the system, we can go check them out and then see if we're going to quote them again. It was very interesting with the new website form versus the old website form. So on the previous one, there was each individual line to be filled in and everybody filled it in. In the new website, we just basically put one line and it said job address. What I started noticing was people were entering a single line and it would usually just be the street address. It might be a number and a street address. So let's say 21 Smith Street, but they wouldn't enter the suburb, which was very annoying. So I had to every time ask them what the full street address was or the full job site address was. So what I decided to do was I went back to the new website form, and then just before the job address, I put full in capital letters. And lo and behold, because I asked, I got. They all started entering the full job address, and now everybody does. We haven't had a job address come through since that wasn't full. A key takeaway here is everything has to be dumbed down to your client and spoon-fed, because if you don't tell them exactly what you want, they're not going to know. Those little 1% or tweaks you have to make on the websites after you test and measure, but very, very happy with that it's taking up far less space on the website, because the last one was taking up a couple of lines, and this is just one single box. So they're filling it into one box, which is brilliant. You're going to have an argument here as well. Some people are going to say, oh, why not just get a first name and an email, a phone number and a suburb and go from there and get them in the door and then sweet talk them and then get the address. But my opinion is if they're going to give you the address halfway through contacting them or back and forth with emails or calls or whatever, if they're going to give it to you then, they're going to give it to you up front. And by getting it up front, you're not going to waste your time kicking around to turn around for somebody that's going to get a quick price off you, move on, and then you'll never hear from them again. So what I'd be advising is have a check with your developer and your website if you are missing those said fields. Another key thing as well, just kind of aside from the data, is just hand-holding them on the contact form. Where the little box is that they enter the details of what they actually want you to do at their property, guide them, hold their hand, say, tell us a little bit about what you need us to do or what would you like done, ? Because this prompts them then to actually start typing and tell you what they want done. A common occurrence is if you don't have anything above that box, if it's just a blank box for them to fill in, they may just enter something like lights or PowerPoints or something, and then you're left going back to them again and asking them what they actually needed to do, and then it goes back and forth, back and forth. Where you could probably get this nailed out all in one hit by just making those little tweaks that you actually get them all handheld. So have a squiz at your website, make sure your contact form is looking good and it's easy to fill in, and you'll capture all the details. Then when you're sending out the quotes, please make sure you put all their information on the quote, not just their first name and suburb, and then your data is going to get built over time and your assets are going to get built as well. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. I want to thank you for taking the time out to do so. I want to ask of a favor. If you know any other tradies that may take value from this, please send them the link. Also, please subscribe to the podcast. It greatly helps it. And lastly, if you're interested, we've got a simplified trading marketing course launching soon, along with a weekly newsletter with a marketing tip. To join the waitlist, click the link in the show notes, enter your name and email. I'll speak to you soon.